Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Amen. His glory is available. He's available to every person. His glory is beyond words. His presence is indescribable. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we are honored and just grateful and humbled and that we could be yours. And Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge you are God. The presence of Jesus, the presence of God is indescribable, inexpressible. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being, person in the universe. Man was born to fellowship with him. Yes, I want to keep repeating that. Man was born to fellowship with the Almighty God, and he who has revealed himself as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father. Amen. Everything that Jesus does, says, and has done throughout human history, especially we have the Gospels, which reveal what he did as a man. But remember, Jesus is alive today doing those same things. Amen. How do we experience all this? It's his presence and glory in our a personal one-on-one relationship with him. Amen. God Almighty is so merciful and loving and giving and infinitely more that if someone just receives Jesus, they have all of this, but they are in only the first phase of the four phases at that time, and so they in our understanding, they will not understand his glory, his majesty. They will it's a journey, a new life with Jesus Christ. It's a totally new, old things have passed away, all things have become new. And one of the great mysteries is, and I say this in humility, it is up to a person what they do with this glorious, everlasting gospel. Which in essence, it's God has offered himself to every person. The Holy Spirit can reveal that and how this is just beyond human. It's unspeakable, really. Yet, we can speak about it and we can proclaim it and we can experience him. Amen. What a glorious opportunity. As challenging, you know, we all face challenges, but if we can work it out so that we seek him and know him, it's unlimited possibilities. A great man of God recently has been talking about there are no limits when we know him. I mean, just this is why humans are on the earth. Isn't that amazing? And yet, most people say no to him, and that's a tragedy. So we could stop the message now because it's about someone within that relationship with him. If they go deeper with him and go on with him and into the phases, and remember every day there's three phases of prayer. Even the greatest men of God, the patriarchs of the faith, they in the beginning of their day, they did not start out in the presence of Jesus, usually. There's three phases. We even King David, one of the patriarchs of the faith, said, I wait on the Lord all day long. Okay. And in those three phases, in that process of seeking him, our old nature dies. That's when we can experience his glory, which the secret is that again, every person who receives Jesus has that and the glory of God, the anointing within their spirit person. It's there. We just got to get rid of our old nature. Okay. I want to practically present a teaching that's just so glorious about our awesome, the only true God and His Son, Jesus Christ. We can say safely say the Lord God Almighty is one. So the Lord is always, He loves, saves, heals, gives, and meets needs. That's what our great God does. Amen. He meets needs. Now, many people immediately object, don't they? Well, I don't want to deal with that right now, because that's really not, we cannot, it's not wise, it's foolish to present objections to the Almighty God. We should fear Him and honor Him. Amen. Well, and so practically this teaching, I'm going to put it in the notes. I'll try to be short. In Luke 4, verses 18-19 is the famous Spirit of the Lord passage, and there's seven results of the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord coming upon a person. Jesus revealed this glorious, you might call it glorious revelation, and we can now experience it because Jesus became a man. All right, then also our ministry has listed 29 examples from the Gospels of how God meets needs and gives and blesses, and just, it's just glorious. I mean, He's and so all of this flows from Him. I want to continue to emphasize, though, the whole key is seeking Him and Him alone, Him only, and finding Him for real and His glory and majesty. And then everything naturally flows from that. We see how He is, we will experience His character and His attributes and what He's like and what He's, and my point is that He is always giving and meeting needs and blessing, and He loves, He saves, He heals, He delivers, He redeems, He sets free, He, you know, on and on and on. And the Spirit of the Lord's passage is awesome because, so number one, He has anointed me. I'll just touch on a few of these. Anointed me, that's the presence of God. That's the presence of Jesus. That's the glory of the Lord. The anointing. So that's the very first thing. As I've mentioned in previous messages, it's we as humans, as we're foolish and we're His sheep, often we get it reversed. We do everything else but that, but get the anointing and get His presence. Like, and we're trying. But an practical example of that is somebody goes into ministry and they want to help people, and that's great. They're trying. But let's let the Holy Spirit reveal this to us. Let's go by the Bible and by the what Jesus taught and by His example. Amen. When we get the anointing, whoa, God is going to be helping people through us. He'll do more in 1 second, in 1 hour, than we could do in a millennium. Amen. Reinhard Bonnke even said that once. He can do in 1 second what would take us a millennium. Okay, second thing, to preach the gospel to the poor. That word for poor, I confirmed it today, it's the same word Jesus used in Matthew in the Beatitude, the very first one, which he said in Matthew 5:3, happy are the poor in spirit. This is this version of Luke 4:18. It says to preach the gospel to the poor. Some translations say proclaim good news to the poor. The actual Greek says poor ones. Now that might be people who are financially poor. Yes, it could be poor. Maybe they're depressed or but it really it's the poor in spirit, those who are spiritual beggars, is the simple way. They're spiritually hungry. If some, you know, and this is an example of how God meets needs. If somebody's not spiritually hungry, God's available to them, but they don't receive it. Do that, right? I mean, they just don't receive it. They're happy where they are. And so they miss out. But here it's the people who receive the gospel, they're spiritually hungry. They're looking for that, you know, what's the answer? I want to be spiritually fulfilled. And it goes on. Every one of these is such great examples and revelations of how God, our great God, and remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's everything about Him reveals the Father God Almighty. And so, the next one, He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. How wonderful. If someone's brokenhearted, if they're down, if they're depressed and sad and broken, Jesus, God heals them, can heal them. To heal the brokenhearted. So wonderful. To think that God Almighty, He's the most exclusive being and person in the universe. He doesn't have to do, I mean, it's like He does not have to do anything, okay? But yet everything about Him reveals that He lowers Himself to our human level. In fact, He even goes to the have-nots and the poor ones, the brokenhearted, those who are captives, those who are blind. These are some of the revelations in this passage, Luke 4:18 and 19. To the oppressed, to every one of them is the people who are suffering on the earth, who are the have-nots. I call them, we are the have-nots. We were nothing, and God, Jesus, saved us and brought us. It's just incredible. Does that make sense? Like, and the greatest example is look at Jesus Christ. He's God Almighty, the Son of God, came down to earth as a man, lowered Himself and became the least of all and died for the world. It's unbelievable. I'm also going to put in a link to a website we created, The Sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus Christ has paid the ultimate price. And to think that He, everything about Him reveals the Father God Almighty. That's a glorious revelation. And then these 29, I'll put again, these are going to be in the notes. Please read them and check them out. There's, you know, just some of them. He saves from sins. Jesus Christ, He will save His people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Some of the Beatitudes. The parable of the king's wedding feast. I did a podcast about that recently. Matthew 22. It says, invite as many as you find. Bring them in. And then He says, go get both the good and bad people. God receives bad people. He's the parable of the Great Supper in Luke 14. The Master invites the poor, the maimed, the blind, the crippled. So let's look at the totality of this. God meets needs, as I said. He gives. But to think that he's the most exclusive being, and yet he goes to the lowest of the low, to the have-nots, the suffering, the poor ones, the brokenhearted, the captive, the blind, the oppressed. And his gospel, really, it's for everyone. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. All right, so thank you for listening. Another practical info. Please join us in praying for Israel. We looked up the population of Israel is roughly about 9 or 10 million people. There's also 14 million Jewish people around the world. Please join us in praying for Jewish people in general around the world and for Israel specifically. And specifically that the Lord, Lord God Almighty, we ask that you send laborers into the harvest in Israel, ministries and to meet needs, just like you are doing, to offer salvation and healing and deliverance and all the wonderful things that you offer to those people in need. We know you offer it to everyone, but we ask that you send out ministries with that anointing, the presence of Jesus, to reach those people in need in all these areas of need, salvation being perhaps one of probably the main one that people need. People need salvation, amen. But also healing, and also healing and deliverance and redemption and freedom and healing in body, soul, and in spirit, amen. In Jesus' glorious, powerful name, we pray this. Amen. Blessings to you. Please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. And we are so grateful for your partnership. Our main listeners are in the United States, the UK, Australia, Russia, but listens from around the world. We're so grateful. We are here for you, to help you, we're grateful for your partnership. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. Our website is now updated, and it's secure, and we're continuing to improve our website, wonderreality.org, but we do need your financial support. As you know, I don't push for that at all, but we need it. I mean, it's expensive to do what we're doing, and we're always on a very tight budget, always trying to do everything with, to be efficient and cost-effective in what we're doing. We've published more than 40 Christian books, but we need finances to get these books on other platforms in addition to our website and on Amazon and other places. It takes finances. Look at Billy Graham. I mean, all those years, this patriarch of the faith, well, it's people who were his financial partners allowed him to do that, to have crusades, to have the ministry, to publish books, to do their newsletter, their magazine, and it takes finances. And we are always wanting to improve our ministry. We've got a great board. I do want to interview some of them at some point, but I'm focusing in on just getting these messages and getting them to anyone who will listen. Thanks for listening. Blessings.